You're listening to Manx Radio, and I'm Judith Lay, welcoming you to the podcast of Today at the Guild, results and winning performances from the Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival.
Manx Radio coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
Fastamai, and welcome to Tuesday night's Day at the Guild. It's Judith here, and I am so pleased to have this opportunity to share with you just some of the wonderful performances that we've all been enjoying down in the Villa Marina, the Promenade Suite in the Royal Hall, and tonight there are wonderful classes in St Thomas's Church. So what am I doing wasting time chatting? Let me play some music. We haven't had the best of weather today, have we? It hasn't really been the kind of weather that we enjoy for Guild Week, when we can sit out on the grass in front of the Villa Marina and the dancers can practice in front of us and the instrumentalists can practice. They have a little quick run through of their pieces and all that kind of thing. And I stored up a piece that we recorded at the weekend, and I thought there's going to be a day when we just need to inject a little bit of summertime into our review of winning performances at the Guild, and we're going to do that right now with the winners of the Brass Ensemble class. It was an ensemble drawn from Manx Concert Brass, and they chose for their piece a wonderful Gershwin classic, Summertime.
Thank you.
Just a moment's pause there while the audience enjoyed fine playing there. Class-winning performance from an ensemble drawn from Manx Concert Brass there, winning that class with Gershwin's Summertime. Right, let's go to another class that gave us lots of enjoyment. This was the Any Voice Trio class. The class was won by the MV Hopefuls, and we'll hear from them in a moment. But first, let's hear from second place Shimmerels. And the Shimmerels are Jane Corkill, Ruth Tickle, and Naomi Cole. And I don't think you'll have too much trouble in recognising the song they're singing. Love there for the Shimmerels, and they were singing in the Any Voice Trio class, and I'm sure you recognise that as the big success for the Mamas and the Papas back in the day, Dream a Little Dream of Me. Now, the class was won, as I just mentioned, by the MV Hopefuls. Now, the MV Hopefuls are Sarah Shimmin, Julie Brew and Jesse Quigley, and they chose music that was a combined effort between Stephen Sondheim and Leonard Bernstein, One Hand, One Heart. This was the winning performance in the Any Voice Trio class.
Oh,
One Hand, One Heart, a winning performance from the MV hopefuls Sarah Shimon, Julie Brew and Jessie Quigley. Now, from adult singers, let's turn our attention back to young singers, because running through these days are classes for young people, young singers, arranged into age groups, and the winners from each of the classes will go forward to compete on Friday night for the equivalent, really, of the Cleveland Medal Test for young people. It's the Sheffield Plate, and it draws together class winners from across the age ranges who will all sing again on Friday night, and one of them will be selected to receive the Sheffield Plate for this year. Now, last night on our Today at the Guild programme, we heard winning performances from George Penrose and Kitty Kilgallen, giving us our first two young people who will be singing again on Friday night. And there were two more classes today, and the winners, again, were building up our list for those who will go forward again to sing again on Friday night. Now, I have to say that I love the song The Dark Island, but I was quite surprised to see that it was set as a test piece, because all these are set pieces for each age range. There's no open choice in the qualifying classes for the Sheffield Plate. And I thought, oh, that'll be lovely to hear The Dark Island, but it's quite a big sing for young singers. It was the set piece in the girls' solo class for 8 to 9 year olds, 8 and 9 year olds. Well, we had over 20 young people taking part in this. The accompanist was a wonderful Judith Christian, who is so skilled, as all our accompanists are, but she's very skilled and sensitive with playing with young people. And it was a first place and a chance to sing again on Friday night for Daisy Harrison. And here's Daisy to sing for you now, accompanied by Judith Christian, The Dark Island. This is Daisy Harrison.
Stranger.
Wasn't that wonderful? I think not only just to keep in tune and sing so melodically all the way through, but also to remember all the words. Brilliant job. Daisy Harrison, who has well earned her place in the final for the Sheffield Plate. She'll be singing again on Friday night. And so also will Cara Rolls, because she was the winner of the class for the next age range up. Daisy was the winner for the 8 to 9 year olds, and Cara Rolls was the winner of the next class, 10 to 11 year olds. The set song for her age group is The Sunflower. And once again, the accompanist is Judith Christian. This is Cara Rolls. Again, beautiful singing and a great diction, Cara Rolls, and she will be singing again on Friday night. And day by day, we have more singers being added to the list of those who will ultimately compete for the Sheffield Plate, the highest award that the Guild has to offer the most promising young voice in the festival. And we're going to listen in a little while to somebody who I have to say I well remember her winning the Sheffield Plate, and her sister also on another year. I think it's a couple of years separated them. Sister also won the Sheffield Plate, and just wonderful to listen to Emily Coates singing this afternoon as she did, and earning herself a win in the special soprano class, the special soprano solo class. Now, of course, normally I would be saying, well, we've had three special voice type classes, and so I can tell you who the three of the people are who will be going forward to sing for the Cleveland Medal. But it's not like that now, and so it's all very tense. We've got winners from the special soprano solo class, the special mezzo soprano class, and the special contralto. Will they be the highest marks when the men sing tomorrow? Because we've got all the classes for the voice types for the men tomorrow. And now it is those singers who have the highest marks taken across all the voice types. So we'll only know when all the marks are looked at tomorrow, when all the men have sung. So we keep the tension going. But I will be able to tell you tomorrow night, I will be able to tell you who will be singing for the Cleveland Medal again on Friday night. It's going to be a great night of entertainment. If you possibly can get to the Villa, I would urge you to please come down. And not only will you have a great night's entertainment, but it is lovely to support people who work so hard for our music on the island. But before we hear from Emily, let's hear from one of the boys. And next to sing for us is a great friend of the Guild, and it's Terry Qualtro.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
And Terry took a first place in the Victorian or Edwardian Ballad, an open choice class. Terry's choice was Nirvana by Stephen Adams, and he's accompanied by Gareth Moore. Beautiful singing there, wasn't that? Terence Qualtrough, a class win there in the Victorian and Edwardian ballad. And, you know, this is the other thing. Just because a song doesn't get played in our Today at the Guild coverage, it doesn't mean to say that it will not be making it to the radio, because, of course, I have the huge pleasure of having my Sunday night programme, and we have a local music feature every week at 10:45, and it's great to have all our recordings from the Guild to dip into and to play songs that are really lovely but didn't necessarily take a first place. And in our Today at the Guild programmes, we try to give priority largely to first-placed performances. Now, let's turn our attention to the Royal Hall this afternoon, where we had the special solo voice classes for different voice types. We were looking at the female voices today, and the test for this was one song composed by a female composer and another song of the singer's own choice. And the official accompanist for the first class that we're going to listen to, which is the special soprano, is Frank Woolley. Now, the interesting thing is that by saying that everyone taking part in this had to choose a song by a female composer, it's brought out a lot of material that doesn't really get sung as often as it should, because there's some beautiful, beautiful pieces have been sung this afternoon. Thank you to everyone who took part in the class for bringing us some really lovely music. And again, you know, it will be material that I'll be playing week by week on Sundown. I was chatting with one of the singers, Wendy Crajine Hall, and lovely to talk to Wendy because, of course, she loves the Guild. She is Manx to her fingertips, but lives away, but makes a point of coming back to take part in the Guild, and we are so thrilled that she does that, as indeed is the case with a couple of people that I've been talking to over the week. Richard Costain, that I was chatting with yesterday, who just love to come back and slip into the Guild again and sing and be amongst all their old friends as though they never were away. And we love to welcome them back. And the same also applies to the person who is going to sing for you now, because it's Emily Coates who won this class, the special soprano class. And she is going to sing for us now, her choice by a female composer, and it is by Amy Beach, Our Love But A Day. This is Emily Coates, accompanied by Frank Woolley.
Shall I find all?
Emily Coates, winner of the Special Soprano Solo Class, singing a composition by the female composer Amy Beach, Our Love But a Day. And Emily paired that up with a piece of music by Delib. That was her own choice. And so, will she be singing for the Cleveland Medal on Friday night? I'll tell you tomorrow night. And that's a big incentive to listen, isn't it? But I will tell you, the standard was so high in this class that no less than three other singers were placed second, and that was Erin White, Jane Corkill, and Sarah Qualtrough. And they were all three second places. And fine singing, to be honest with you, from everybody in that class. Very, very entertaining. And then we moved on to the special mezzo-soprano solo class. And again, three lovely singers, Christine Edmondson, Jerry Derbyshire, and Debbie Gooding. It was Debbie Gooding who just crept ahead and took first place in this class. And she sang the beautiful Rosalka's Song to the Moon by Dvorak. And that's definitely something we'll be playing before too long. But let's listen now to her choice of a song by a female composer. And one of the things that Wendy Krajine was saying to me when we were chatting, she said, you know, the awful thing about these female composers is that they were not respected in their time back in the 20s and the 30s. And she said they were writing beautiful music and, you know, some of it was really quite original and very sensitive and just really good quality music. But she said they were dismissed because, well, I'm sorry to say, male composers said, oh, no, you'll just get married and have children and disappear, as though the women had no commitment. And she said, as a result of that, a lot of their music is overlooked. But hopefully, things like this, where it is a requirement of the test that you choose a piece of music by a female composer, hopefully that's going to lift them up again, because these are certainly pieces that you would love to listen to in a concert. So let's listen to Debbie Gooding's choice, Give Me My Robe by Cecilia McDowell, and Debbie's accompanist is Madeline Kelly.
My courage proves my title.
Spectacular singing there from Debbie Gooding, accompanied by Madeleine Kelly. And that was Give Me My Robe, a composition by Cecilia McDowell, based on Cleopatra's final speech in Antony and Cleopatra, Give Me My Robe, Put On My Crown, her final speech in the play, based on that. Then we moved on to the special contralto solo class, and we had Angela Stewart, who we most readily think of as the musical director of Manx Voices, this time putting herself on the stage and giving us a chance to hear her lovely voice, which we don't often hear when she's busy directing the choir, which she does with great success. So she was in the special contralto solo class, and she chose a song by a French composer, Cécile Chaminade. And this is Angela to sing for you with accompanist Gareth Moore and Mots d'Amour, Words of Love. This is Angela Stewart.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
More beautiful music from Angela Stewart, accompanied by Gareth Moore, and Mots d'Amour, her choice by a French female composer. So, there we must press pause. There was lots of fine singing. It was a very, very entertaining afternoon with the three classes and all the people who took part. And thank you for such enjoyable singing. But who goes through to compete for the Cleveland Medal? Join me tomorrow night and I'll be able to tell you how it's all worked out. Now, whenever I get the opportunity, I always pay tribute to the wonderful Tim Price, and I mean that. He is wonderful in every way. He's our senior engineer who does all these recordings, and I just don't want to think that what would happen without Tim. This is his 10th year of recording all the performances at the Guild. He works incredibly hard, but that's only a part of Tim's life. He's also our archivist here at Manx Radio. He is also a very gifted composer. And this afternoon, he won the adult musical composition class in the Guild, and he wrote, we listened to one movement from a suite for clarinet and harp that Tim had composed. It was lovely music. We had Matthew Warren and Marcus Boyd also taking part in the class, and three very, very different pieces of music, and I thought they all of them had merit, but it was Tim who just eased himself into the first place. So many congratulations to Matthew, Marcus, and special congratulations to Tim, and also an opportunity to say thank you again to him for all his hard work from early morning to late at night doing all our recordings and then preparing them for broadcast. Couldn't put into words how grateful I am. And we also had Zach Colligan, who competed in the junior musical composition class. This is for up to 18-year-olds. Tim, Matthew and Marcus were in the over-18s group. Not by a lot, only a little. But it was Zach Colligan who was in the musical composition class for up to 18-year-olds. And he not only wrote his song, but he played it on piano and sang. And Zach, you were great. Thank you very much indeed. We really enjoyed where I was sitting. We were all really enjoying your music. So that was a class win for Zach. And we hope that, Zach, that we'll hear a lot more of your music. Now, how about some duets? Because that was in the Royal Hall last night. And I'm going to play the winners of the male voice duet for you now. And this was one of those enigmatic things. The adjudicator said, "I've just awarded the highest mark that I've given to anybody so far in the Guild." But they didn't say what the mark was. So let's just take it that it was an indication that you're going to listen to a fine performance. The accompanist is Gareth Moore. And apparently this was a costumed performance, although I haven't seen any pictures of that, I'm sorry to say. But the piece chosen was The Hero and the Villain. And listen now as it's sung for you by Simon Fletcher and Lorcan Omani.
To play, for I am the villain of the play. I stand in everybody's way. I rob the will and steal the gold. I'm hated by young and old.
While I my audience impress by helping ladies in distress. For I am the hero
and I'm the villain bold.
We both have our parts to play.
We both have our parts to play.
The hero is handsome and very debonair, and beautiful my lady love, so gloriously fair. Her love is my own, her life I'll defend. Though the villain her, I'll fight to the end. Severely I'll treat him and at last defeat him. Ah, now in vain you cry, oh villain, you shall die. Oh villain, you shall
spare me. I have to play my part. Spare me. I'm a good man at heart. I'm not a villain by choice. It's my deep bass voice. The hero gets the kisses from the maiden of his choice. The villain gets the hisses. in which you all rejoice. Hear me, for I've a lovely voice. For I am the hero,
and I'm the villain bold.
We both have a part to play. We both have a part to play. We always fight for a lady's love, and I don't care whose lady I love. The villain never gains the maid. The villain is dismayed.
The hero,
I am the villain, and I always am dismayed. For I am the villain, the villain.
Very popular performance there from Simon Fletcher and Lorcan Omani, accompanied by Gareth Moore. And they, winners of the Male Voice Duet, will be going forward to complete for the Belown Rose Bowl. Their opponents will be Helen Ferner and Nicola O'Connor, who won the Ladies Voice Duet. And the Mixed Voice Duet, a game which will go forward to compete, was Karen Elliott and Matthew Quinn. And I will play their music for you when we are together again tomorrow night from 9 o'clock. And I really can't believe that our hour together is almost over. There'll be a bite-sized bulletin in Ben and Sian's breakfast show tomorrow morning. And I'll be back tomorrow night at 9, when I hope you'll join me for another edition of Today at the Guild. We're going to finish now with some fine music from pianists Frank Jochin and Fraser McKenna, winners of the piano duet class, playing Irini Grenier by our own Bob Carswell. This is Judith saying thank you for listening, and bye-bye for now.
Stay.